This is the Who Cares News for Tuesday, October 1st, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
First day of October.
It is.
Yeah. And Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
And got some, well, you know, it's interesting because National Taco Day, I would know this, is this Friday. So we get 2 days of tacos this week. I'm so excited. So excited.
Big stuff for you.
I know, right?
Big stuff. Right?
Because tacos.
Because tacos.
Here's some random facts for you today. Plastic surgery has nothing to do with the materials used. Plastic is from the Greek word plastikos, which means to mold and to form. There's no plastic in this face.
Huh. Sometimes there's silicone.
Yeah, well, Botox. When marshmallows were created in the early 1800s, they were flavored using the root of a plant called the marshmallow. But it was hard to extract the sap from the root, so marshmallows haven't been made out of the actual marshmallows since the late 1800s.
Fabricated.
Yeah, well, you know, it's
plastic,
easy to make.
Molded.
Molded. The only college in the country that has intramural tackle football is Notre Dame.
Really?
Yeah. They do intramural tackle football. They wear pads and helmets and the whole McGillow.
Huh.
Yeah. And finally, Mozart composed more than 20 pieces of music before he turned 10.
Wow. Now,
the guy was crazy. Crazy
was.
Genius.
Boy, it'd be crazy.
But yeah, now it makes you want to go back and watch that movie, doesn't
no.
it?
No.
No?
Nope.
No, you don't. You have no desire to watch
No.
Amadeus?
Nope.
Amadeus?
Well,
you have
I could.
No desire to hear the song Rock Me Amadeus?
Oh, all right. That's not... Well.
Don't be a hater.
I know. I should never say
you
that.
Should never say
like
that. No.
So
no.
I retract that statement.
You're retracting the statement, but you're not crazy about the movie.
I could go back and see it again and look and watch it open-mindedly. And it has nothing to do with the movie and everything to do with with my mother.
All right. Well, let's not get into that. We don't have time for Freud. All right. It is time for the Who Cares News. Oh, God. What's I opened a Pandora's box. What the heck's going on today?
Oh.
That's your cue. What the heck's going on today?
The Kardashians. Aren't you so glad you asked? Kardashians are getting back into the retail game. Gosh, we missed them so
golly.
Darn much.
You know, I could get another pair of socks. That's about all I can afford.
The new it's a new online shop.
Oh, I don't have to go to the store? Well, that's nice.
And it's called The Kardashian Closet. Closet spelled with a K, naturally.
Naturally, of course. So, what? Their online store's coming out of the closet? I'm not sure what that means.
It's going to offer designer duds.
Designer duds.
That used to be theirs.
Oh, God, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Oh, can you imagine? Ew. They're selling their previously worn clothes. Oh, please tell me they're not selling underwear.
Probably not their underwear.
Oh, I hope not. And hopefully they're getting this all dry cleaned before they sell
it. There's probably people who don't want it dry cleaned. They want it with the DNA on it, I guess.
That could be a thing, you know? It's like in future crime, you know, it's like, oh, no, here's the DNA from that murder. Here you go.
Well, those crazy Kardashians, they're selling their own personal garments cast off from the likes of their own bods of Kris and Kylie Jenner,
man.
As well as other members of the family.
What if they went commando? Did they have to, like, state that, claim that, put a disclaimer in with that package? By the way, this garment was worn with no underwear. Wear at your own risk. We do not accept
any
responsibility.
They would probably sell those for the most money.
Probably.
Kris Jenner announced the latest business venture
on
her
Instagram.
She's in
on it, too. Of course she is.
Well, it's probably her idea.
It probably was.
She announced it on her Instagram on Sunday. Our new fabulous online store at Kardashian Closet is coming soon. For the first time, you'll be able to shop items directly from our closets.
You know what I do with my clothes that I don't want anymore? I take them to the Goodwill. And they get, what, 50 cents a pound for them. So I'm like, who would want my used clothes? I mean, I get that I'm not, you know, their status or nothing. It's like, really? Would you buy? I know you wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
No.
Why? Well, I wouldn't fit in them.
Well, but.
Well, my ass would.
But. <I'd>... I'm not even going to go there. That's I'm not going
to
go.
Launch date and website have yet to be announced, but the new Kardashian Closet Instagram account has revealed two items
that
fans will be able to purchase.
Wow.
There's a blue long sleeve shirt and matching leggings once worn by Kylie.
Oh, God.
And there's a red Gucci purse from Kris Jenner's wardrobe. And it's just a mere $1,200.
Is that a deal? I mean, could you get that same purse at a garage sale?
Well, it retails for $1,200.
Oh, they're not going to get $1,200 for
it.
No. Well, maybe they'll get more. I don't know.
I'm wondering what they're going to sell this stuff for.
Yeah, how long is this going to last?
It's like an online garage sale.
I know, right? I'm thinking like, well, okay. I get it. Virtual. They should call it virtual garage sale. Or Craigslist. They could sell this stuff on Craigslist. I mean.
No. No, there'll be a bunch of stuff, and they'll have
eBay. I get it. It would probably be hard for them to authenticate stuff being sold on eBay.
True.
This way, it's sanctioned by them, and I'm sure there's a lawsuit to be ensued soon because they're probably breaking some law doing this. I don't know.
They usually do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of the Jenners.
Yeah. Oh, what more? What more?
Just when you think it's safe to listen,
aye.
Both Kylie and Kendall, they were both President Haley Baldwin and Justin Bieber's wedding yesterday down at that resort hotel in South Carolina where the guests were pissed that the swimming pool was closed to the regular hotel guests in addition to other areas of the resort for the ceremony.
Better to be pissed at the hotel than to be pissing in the pool.
True, or to be pissed on.
Pissed on.
Well, everything went well. And Justin even showed off the really expensive watch he bought for himself as a wedding present on Insta.
That's because Haley doesn't have his money. She probably couldn't buy him something that expensive. She went to her dad. She's the Stephen Baldwin part of the family.
Yeah.
So she doesn't quite have the same money that Alex and her cousins do. Yeah.
So instead of going, Daddy, it's Uncle.
Uncle Alec. Kenya, you were great on SNL this week. Really loved you.
It doesn't say what Justin bought his wife as a present.
Doesn't matter.
We're pretty sure that Kylie and Kendall's frocks will probably show up on the Kardashian Closet pretty soon.
I see what you did there, Morgan. I see what you did.
See? It tied in.
It all tied in. It's all a thing. You know whose frocks we'd love to see?
Whose frocks?
We would love to see, of course, Halle Berry's frocks. You know.
You think Halle Berry should make a little Halle... The Berry Online.
The Berry Online. I don't know. We should present that to her and see what she thinks. Yeah, she's going to take our call.
I'm still looking for her to make me her project.
Maybe she can sell you some frocks. All right, we're out of here.
They fit my calf.
Back tomorrow with more frivolity and frockless frivolity tomorrow. See you then, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.